Tim, you must be devastated by this news.
Yeah, I was gutted. I was telephoned on Friday to say that I hadn't made the team, unfortunately. And so Friday was, pretty glum day, I must say. And Saturday was, no good. I'm starting to get round it now. I'm starting to be a bit more upbeat and positive. But no, it was a poor weekend for me.
I bet it was too. Your comeback, of course, from a broken neck last October was remarkable. No question you were in contention to make the five-man team. So why do you think you didn't make it in the end?
I think it all boiled down to one round in Rotterdam. There was a shootout between... There was five of us for the three places on the team, and unfortunately I had a disastrous first round, and it was all going very well with four jumps left to jump, everything was in order, and then it just went wrong, pear-shaped, and my horse reacted badly from it, you know. My horse didn't really fight as much as what we'd like to do in those situations, and I think that was that's definitely what caused the problem.
The relationship between a rider and horse is fundamental, obviously, but I mean, do you get a sense that the horse isn't quite right?
Yeah, you do. I think the thing was, more than anything, that you know, when you have problems, when things don't go according to plan, you need a situation where the horse starts to fight for you. When you're in Olympic Games, you know, there's a lot of pressure involved, so it's down to the horse as well as the rider to be able to handle that pressure. These are the key ingredients you need for the Olympic Games. And I think that my horse, though he's a wonderful horse and he's showed fantastic form throughout the year, he showed he had a bit of a blip there, and obviously that was enough to convince the manager that he wasn't going to pick me.
How long have you had him, Tim, the horse?
We've had him since 6 years old, so that's going to be about, got to do my math now, 5 years. So, yeah, we've had him 5 years, and he is a good horse, and he's been fantastic all year, you know. But, like I say, Rotterdam was our downfall.
Let's just go back, if we can, from that broken neck. You made a remarkably quick comeback, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I set myself little targets and always tried to sort of, I call my base camps, and tried to get to them. But if I could steal a day or two along the way, you know, and so if I sort of set a date, I tried to do it a little bit earlier, and everything went so according to plan, and it was, it seemed a long way away, I must say, in about the first week of November, sort of planning it, and to get there, as good as we did do, I must say, it's been brilliant. So from that point of view, I've got to be saying I'm also very, very lucky. So, you know, the Olympic Games is, you know, I feel gutted, but, you know, I had a very serious injury, and I'm very, very lucky to be able to ride and basically lead a normal life. So I've got to count my chickens, you know.
I was going to say, disappointment inevitably for not being picked to go and compete at the Games, but quite an achievement to come back in the way you have.
A lot of people have said to me this weekend that if you'd have said that, you know, when I was lying in my bed, that's how close you're going to get, you'd have said, well, that's brilliant. But the problem was that I could taste it, I could see it, you know, I got right down to the wire. And so when you do that, you inevitably start to feel of getting to the prize. So disappointed that I didn't quite make the last bit.
The injury was nothing to do with the non-selection there?
I don't think so, yeah. No, I'd love to use it as an excuse, but I don't think it was. I think it was... I certainly didn't feel anything from that, and from the horse's preparation, he's gone so well all year. I can't now say that was a contributing factor, because he has gone so well. So no, I'm not going to be blaming the broken neck. I'm going to be blaming the fact that it went wrong in Rotterdam and we weren't able to put it right.
Just a bad day at the office.
You got it.
Yeah. and what about the Games now, Tim? You'll be following them still?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go down, actually, because we got tickets as shortlisted athletes. We actually got some tickets for the showgym events, as it was, and so we can go down and watch that. So that's what we'll do. And I'll be supporting the lads on, you know, because I think we've got a fantastic opportunity to win medals there. I think the team is very strong, even though I'm not in it. That's another reason why I'm disappointed, because I think being on it, you'd have definitely got a medal. But you know, I'll be there to cheer the guys on and to soak up the Olympics atmosphere, same as everybody else.
For a lot of people, though, having missed out, having come so close, being there would just be too painful.
No, but I'm saying that I'd book that week off anyway to be competing, so I might as well be there. No, I think you've got to do it. You've got to be there from the beginning. It's going to be, you know, all the things I said before, non-selection, it's a fantastic thing for it to be happening in your country. And to be witnessing it, because we're probably never going to witness it in our lifetime again. So why should that change now that I'm not part of it? And, you know, I want to be there to soak in the atmosphere the same as everybody else.